It's amazing.
It's the greatest.
Yep. Makes no
difference. Gene Simmons of Kiss. His 1978 solo album.
You can hear that his hair is terrible if you listen really carefully.
You can hear it.
Yep.
Kids almost out of school. Disneyland Resort's Diamond Celebration almost over. So you got to get the family to Disneyland. Be the third caller right now. 888-696-1003. We'll hook you up with a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets. 888-696-1003. You want another second of it?
Please.
Congratulations to Diane Bottas, who won those Disneyland four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets. Good on you. She maybe go see the Frozen live at the Hyperion. The kids are going to love it. And let's give away something else. We're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule in just a few minutes. We need a participant for some tickets. Bob Dylan and his band up for grabs here. So we'll take third caller, 888-696-1003. And when you call, be sure to give a little crap to Ashley, who's filling in for Sammy today, because I really think she needs to be taken down a peg.
It's getting a little spicy.
If you understand me.
Yeah.
100.3 The Sound is this radio station. I'm Andy Chanley. Andy, in the afternoon's the program, but Christian's right over here.
Yeah. And, my name's not in the name of the show.
No, it's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian James Hand. Mm. See, you get your middle and last name in it. I only get my first.
Well, I do that on purpose.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They said, what do you want to be called in the air? I said, Christian James Hand.
James Hand.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Esquire. We have someone named Teresa, only one name, from Fontana. She's going to be playing the Classic Rock Time Capsule if she calls back, because we apparently lost her call.
Oh.
This is great.
Okay.
They just got a new phone switchboard out there in Fontucky, so might be hard to get through Sarah to Mount Pilot.
Yeah,
so we'll see how that works out. But I've got a question about loud rock concerts that I want to ask you in just a moment, Christian. She's going to second guess you, or someone will. We'll do all that in just a moment. Already, we're off to a screaming start.
It's a flying start here at the big show.
I blame Ashley.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how the week begins. 100.3 The Sound and the Time
it's
Capsule.
Time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. It's open, and we had Teresa on the line, and something happened to her from Fontana. So, really, I was going to give the tickets to her whether she
Somebody's calling in now, Andy. Maybe it's her.
No, I doubt it. Okay. Whether she got it right or wrong.
True.
So let's just go ahead. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday, May 25th, 2016. I'm going to have a question about loud rock concerts in just a moment. But first, program director Dave Biesing recently said he'd like to hear more of the Dave Clark Five on our program. You were a witness.
Yep.
So here you go.
I'm feeling
all over, and that is the song they play live on the Ed Sullivan Show this date in 1964. In fact, hold on to your hat. The DC 5, Dave Clark 5, go on to play Ed Sullivan 18 more times, making them the most frequent musical guest on that show.
I've lost my hat.
How do you like that? Today in 1989, Keith Richards is given the Living Legend Award at New York's International Rock Awards. There's no technicality.
Yeah.
There's no proof that he's really actually
true
alive. So. How about this little tidbit? Today in 2005, the Liverpool Orphanage, John Lennon immortalized in that song, Strawberry Fields Forever, Strawberry Field, is closed by the Salvation Army. Lack of funds? No. It's closed because of an increase of adoptions by foster families. Someone wanted the remaining three children that were living there and took them in. How about that?
That warms the cockles of my heart.
That's sweet, isn't it? And happy birthday to... Well, he's been dead 36 years, so how happy can it be? Birthday today for John Bonham, drummer for Led Zeppelin, who would have been 68 years old. All right, so a question for you, Christian, about loud rock concerts.
I'm being handed a note that I can't read. Is that her right there?
Jean.
Oh, forget it.
Well, we're going to give her the prize anyway.
Yeah, we're going to give her the prize anyway. Yeah. 40 years ago today, which band enters the Guinness Book of World Records for performing the loudest concert in history at England's Charlton Athletic Grounds with 120 decibels at 76,000 watts? What's your answer?
That would be The Who, Andy.
That would be correct. It is The Who. Who else?
Yeah.
A record would stand for nearly a decade until it's usurped by the heavy metal band Manowar.
Mm. Well, if you're going to get beaten by anybody, it's your Manowar.
It should be Manowar, the horse or the band. And she's won a pair of tickets, Teresa, to Bob Dylan and his band at the Shrine Auditorium. That's June 16th. But in honor of what would have been Bonzo's 68th birthday, let's let his band play us out. Led Zeppelin. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. And this is a smooth start. Andy
We're
in the
back.
Afternoon.
We're back, everyone.
100.3 The South.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I've always wanted to move to Japan, so I did. And I spent 2 summers, which is metric, for almost 2 years. Metric is a little bit less, right?
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
100.3 The Sound.
Round one, fight.
Where it's time for song fight each day at this time, 3:40. Christian and I will each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's a gut reaction. You text in your vote. Christian, you won the last two.
I did.
You're two up.
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Man. I'm starting to get worried about this. What do you have for us today?
Well, that last song, Andy, not only inspired me to run off and get myself a large plate of fries from a local Applebee's, but it also made me want to do some of this.
Ah.
Mmm. Rock and roll. One of my favorite. This is my favorite AC/DC song of all time.
This is a good one. I'll jump to the hook.
Please do.
And not just because your sound quality is crap.
No, no.
Who made who?
Some of Angus's greatest work on this song.
Pretty good stuff. Well, Christian, I need a win, so I'm going to take a page out of your playbook.
Good thinking.
And pick an international smash hit.
All right. I mean,
does anybody like this band? The Beatles? Anybody appreciate the Beatles anymore? I'll just jump to the hook for you. Hey, like them apples, boy.
I mean, it seems cynical. You know?
Just a little.
I'll be honest with you.
But you know what? It's up to the voting public at this point. If you like Christian's song, what was it? What made which? Who made who from the AC/DC? Text C to 21003. Mm. If you like the Beatles, if you like, you know, America and apple pie, then text A to 21003. We'll have the results and the song coming up after 6 o'clock. I need a win, people. I need a win. Christian's mad at me.
Yeah.
So
good.
I picked a song. It was a little bit too much over the middle of the plate.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He's only saying. We'll see how it wins. Maybe we'll all be surprised and I'll lose song fight.
No, I don't think that's going to happen with my guitar gently weeps.
Maybe not. Nah. It's 100.3 The Sound. Well, that's not supposed to happen.
What is going on today?
I don't know.
All right, so I'll sing, shall I?
No, that's it.
Oh. So we're not going to play that song?
Guess not.
We'll play this one
instead. Play this one instead. Yeah, it's a good one. This is a great song.
Yeah, it is. You should put it for Queen.
That worked pretty well. Let's play another.
Wow, we seem to be getting this down now. This
two
radio.
In a row. Two yeah. songs in what? A row without nice. A workplace accident.
Woo!
It's good. It's 100.3 The Sound. Love me some Clash. They were something special. Rock the Casbah off the Combat Rock album.
I was very bummed when Joe Strummer died.
50 years old, yeah, too. Man. Out walking his dog.
I was actually flying to New Zealand. So
it was around Christmas time, right?
Yeah, and it was the International Dateline Day was the day he died, so I didn't find out. And then I landed, and it was old news by the time I got there. I didn't find out until 2 months later when I was standing in line at Ralph's on a on a piece of paper. And
tabloid.
Heartbroken.
That's crazy.
One of my favorites.
Let me change the subject and talk about the time that I was stung in the ass by a bee.
Please, Andy, when did that happen?
That happened this weekend.
That makes my weekend.
It's just the kind of thing. I went to the hardware store, and I'm paying for my stuff, and a bee goes up my shorts, stings me right in the ass.
You're lucky it didn't fly up the front bit.
I shouted out. Well, I think maybe my bottom smells like flowers. That's the takeaway from that. But I wanted to say, anytime an insect stings my glutes, I'm going to, from here on out, make sure I post that on the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. So feel free to like that page, and you'll also know almost instantaneously.
That's going to light up that social media.
When I'm stung in the butt. Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. We're going to make Christian break something down, and it's going to be good. That's next on The Sound. Christian does this like no one else does. He goes deep in the music. He's going to do it right now with some Scorpions.
Well, technically, I'm the only guy doing this.
Right.
So
there's no one like you.
It's very, very true.
See what I did there?
Clever. So who did we say? Jörn's Flogel Schnorgen?
Doing the guitar?
Yeah.
Matthias Jobs.
Ah, of course. Matthias Jobs on guitars, yeah? Squibbly do, Night Ranger.
It was less Bavarian and more Viking.
Yeah. That's the best bit. Hold on.
I love it.
It's very, very good. Also, Andy, just so you know, there's a few tickets left for my June 25th. Breakdown of some Led Zeppelin songs at Swing House, some of Swing House sessions. If you go to the Facebook page for our show, or you just go to the Standard 100.3 website, the ticket link is there. Come on down.
It's a good night.
Two Zeppelin songs in a row, Andy.
It's a fun night.
It's a lot of birthday boy bonzo happening.
It's half music theory, half stand-up comedy.
Half drinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
All those halves.
All those halves. See you there.
100.3 The Sound. You see, the gold dust is cocaine.
But it's white.
I know. It's a misnomer.
Oh.
We'll go from that to a case of wine. Hey, let's go mess and fool around, you know, like we used to.
I got some Puerto Rican girls that is dying to meet you, Andy Chandler. Actually, they're not. They said they didn't want to meet that stupid white guy with the big head. So I think they were talking about you. Right?
All right. Fair enough. That's probably true. I'll accept that. It's 100.3 The Sound.
Words hurt.
Once again, going to the land of make-believe. Hi, King Friday.
What did you think the lyrics were?
Hi, Lady Elaine. It's Daniel the Tiger. The lyrics to that, when I was a kid, it's like a dog without a bone.
Yeah, yeah.
An actor out on loan.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to think it was like a dog without a bone and packed around him loam. L-O-A-M, loam. You know, the soil?
Yeah.
The
I used rich, to think it was...
fecund soil?
There's the bathroom on the right. So that goes to show where
my lyric's better, though.
It might
be. A dog
be.
Without a bone packed around him loam. It's a dead dog in the ground rotting. That's so much more picturesque and interesting than an actor out on loan. What's that even mean?
Is an actor out on loan?
You're no help.
Just trying to help.
All right, we're going to recap Song Fight in just a moment and play more great classic rock. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Round one, fight.
It's Song Fight. Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you get to tell us which song wins this. Christian is not happy with me. Let's see. This is what he chose today for his song. Great AC/DC cut. You like this one, text C to 21003, the letter C to 21003. 0-0-3. On the other hand, I really need a win, so I pandered by going with the Beatles and Eric Clapton.
You could vote for this one, or you could just simply wait to hear it because you play us on the radio all the time. Whereas AC/DC's Who Made Who fits into
Text
the criteria.
Text A to 21003.
The bit, which
there's
is
no rules.
Get songs
there
on
are
the
no
air.
Rules.
That we're like, oh, that's a
there
rare
There are
one.
No yeah, rules yeah, for that. The only rules we have are don't text and drive.
Standard texting fees apply.
Eagles.
This is my pick for song fight today.
It would have won, too,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. Mm,
shocking. 100.3 The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I come from the land of the super fried. I come from the land in Indiana where nobody blinks if mom buys the church's fried chicken, takes all the fry off the chicken, feeds it to the kids, and saves the chicken to give for the dog later. Okay, nobody blinks when that happens.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
It is 100 minutes commercial-free on 100.3 The Sound. But just because we're commercial-free doesn't mean we can't force Christian to do a breakdown for us. We'll see if we can do that. In the meantime, it's giant steps you take when you're walking on the moon. You get it? Because you're lighter. 100.3 The Sound with the Police. All right, we're in 100 minutes commercial free, but you got to hear this vocal real quick.
Yeah,
Christian?
It's pretty cool. You know how that, I don't know if you know this, Andy, but John Lennon hated the sound of his own voice.
That's why he always distorted it.
Always distorted or had it multiple delayed. He discovered the being able to do three vocals at a time, and then he had it pitched down for Strawberry Fields. So this is instant karma with just him on his own doing it, and it's really impressive.
Instant karma's going to get you. Going to knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of?
It's much more of a blues song,
yeah.
That's why.
Laughing in the face of love. What on earth you trying to do? It's up to you. Yeah, you. Instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody just needs to hug John Lennon and say, hey, you're pretty good.
You're all right, buddy. Your voice is fine.
Turn that frown upside down.
Don't worry about it.
You're good at this.
Yeah. So when you hear it now, it'll be with the full treatment.
100.3 The Sound.
So, Christian, over the long weekend, the music survey that The Sound did, how many people texted? How many texts of like or dislike for songs did we receive?
108,280.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Tomorrow morning,
yep.
On Mark in the Morning, they're going to count down the top 10 most liked songs of the entire weekend.
Yep, and I think they're talking about us playing the least liked songs because we're the...
we're not doing that now?
Hi-ya.
I love Billy Joel.
That's good stuff.
Bug-Eyed Rocker on 100.3 The Sound. We are all enjoying 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on 100.3. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
No, you didn't.
I totally did. I meant to hit the Santana button, but instead I...
You hit the other one.
I did instead. Well. It's an easy mistake to make.
There's a lot of buttons over there,
they're
pal.
They're right next to
None
each other.
None of them are labeled fart.
It's not, you know?
Nope.
Nobody's perfect.
Come on, man. I'm not a child. Don't do it.
100.3 The Sound is all I wanted to say.
Was it?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Round one. Fight.
So every day, 3:40 on The Sound, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you get to pick which song wins. Do you hear that? Do you hear that grumbling sigh? That's him angry because I picked one that I knew would win no matter what. he's going to say it's too common, something that gets played too often.
Yeah.
To count. Yeah. I'm going to say.
Why don't you play Hotel California? Pick that one for tomorrow and see if that wins.
That's tomorrow's. Yeah. I played While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It beat is Who Made Who by AC/DC. And I don't care because it gets me to within 1 point of him in this competition. And really, it's all about winning. Thank you for your votes. You're my people. And this is The Sound. We'll do another song fight tomorrow, 3:40, so join us. Kristen, okay, you wanted to hear the song Who Are You? Is that right? There you go. That was what you picked, wasn't it?
Nope. You know, you should pick for tomorrow something from that unknown Led Zeppelin band, like a Cashmere or something.
I might. Be fun.
See the kids feel about that one.
100 minutes without a commercial on 100.3 The Sound. You want to hear your favorite classic rock tracks with new ears? Here's the guy to help you do that.
Well, my ears are somewhat worn out and old, but yours might not be. Did you know that this is buried in Space Oddity?
And you said this is a stylophone?
Yeah, it's like this weird little thing that's... You control it with a like
with a
pen.
Stylus.
Yeah, like a little, and you just but it's
a $25 instrument.
Yeah, David Bowie played this.
I just looked it up on Amazon. They're $24, $23.95.
I bet yourself one.
Bet we just sold a bunch to a bunch of MI students.
So listen for that when you hear Space Oddity by David Bowie. And
wow.
Think about the Thin White Duke playing a small instrument with a pen.
You just played a stylophone solo.
It's a stylophone solo.
On the radio. 100.3 The Sound.
You're welcome.
Okay, Christian, here's some AC/DC. All right, it's not the song you picked, but... Just want you know I'm here for you.
Is this what you're picking for tomorrow's song fight?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Disneyland tickets. We've got some more tomorrow on this program. Also, 8 a.m. in the morning with Mark in the morning. So tune in if you want a four-pack of one-park tickets. That's how you'll win them.
Right now, text A to 21003 to vote for this pick.
Your attitude is lacking.
On tomorrow's song fight today.
A little bit of a sore loser. The Sound. 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. Hey, friends, this is 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. That's Christian Hand over there. We don't know how it happened. Ask us. Search us. But somehow this program from 3 to 7 every afternoon has become the heartbeat of the Southland. Search me.
Well, it's become the thing that you call the heartbeat of the Southland.
What I said.
It's subtle.
What was that the thing somebody said today?
Eddie Alvarez. Been listening to LA radio since November 6, 1982. I was born at 9 a.m., so I was going to guess what my dad had on 95.5 as we drove home. Jim Ladd, Freeform Rock DJs. Apart from him, you guys are the best radio show I've ever listened to. Christian James and Andy Chanley, me first. Thanks for making me and my interns from LA feel like we are home.
He's taking so much drugs. That's just...
I know. It's us and Jim Ladd.
None of that's true. That's not a fact.
Jim Ladd's like, who?
Thank you for the... He wiped us off his shoe when he went into... Thank you for your kind comments. And go on to Andy in the Afternoon, the Facebook page, and join us there. We love to hear your comments and words of encouragement. Up next, we're going to do our song, turn things over to Rita Wild for classic rock the rest of the night on The Sound. Hey, everybody, thanks a lot for joining us for the program today.
It's not the same without Sammy the Bubble.
It isn't. We need bubbles. We need to be on Facebook Live. We'll do all that tomorrow night. Good night, and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. So good night and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer, every dream comes true. And now until we meet again.
Oh, late bubbles.
Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you. My arm is wet.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby. You little kiki.
And thanks, Smashley, for her help today and Super Sammy's absence. We get Super Sammy, our producer, back tomorrow. You get Rita Wild right now. She's so good.
Good night, Andy Chandler.
Night, Christian.
See you tomorrow, bud.
Sounds good.
Yeah, why don't you pick this for Song Fight?
Shut up. This is 100.3 The Sound.